My name's Dwayne Jones. I am an artist and designer from Bermuda. I moved to Halifax to go to NASCAD in 2000. And I kind of jump between the worlds of design, communication design, and fine art. I like to bring those worlds together. It's tricky because sometimes you don't find there's an audience for it. There's a cultural aspect to that too, but then my work is also not palatable, I guess. Sometimes I put ugly things in my pictures sometimes. So for me, it's difficult in that sense, I guess. I've been in some group shows, but I'm not officially represented by any gallery, so I have like really looked at how I become my own representation. And even like, I can't participate in art fairs because I'm not represented by a gallery. So that made me think, well, if I can't be in a gallery, then how do I create my own gallery so I can participate in the international market? So those are the kind of like tricky barriers that you might find if your work doesn't sort of fit a certain narrative. One of the things is that it's a decent sized city, but it doesn't necessarily have the same size market that other cities would have that we talk about. And that's one of the things. So I did talk to another gallery owner who I think is doing really interesting things, and her perspective was she wouldn't see me as opening a gallery as competition. She thinks we need more, because the more you have, the more interest is generated, the more, you know, the diversity would help. And then we also need more sophisticated art buyers as well who understand what they're looking at. It depends what you want to do. If you want to make art, do whatever you want. There's no rules. Break the rules. But if you want to do art as your job, then you have to find a way to find a commercially viable lane for that work. So find work that you know can sell, but then also challenge yourself to do things that break outside that box so that you're always sort of creating and doing something interesting.